This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Democratic impeachment managers spent Thursday laying out their case for the first of two charges against President Trump in his impeachment trial, abuse of power. Texas Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia says veteran diplomats have testified that everyone knew if Ukraine's president wanted a meeting with President Trump, he would have to agree to investigate Trump's political rivals.
There was a corrupt deal, an Oval Office meeting for investigations, quid pro quo, this for that.
Republican Senator Johnny Ernst of Iowa told reporters that House Democrats were being hypocritical when they criticized Trump for not supporting Ukraine.
This president has done more than they have, and he has done more than the previous administration did.
President Trump has condemned the proceedings as unfair and corrupt in a Twitter post on Thursday. Trump is accused of abusing his power to get Ukraine to investigate a political rival and of obstructing Congress. The World Health Organization said the deadly virus that prompted the Chinese government to lock down nearly 20 million people, that is, has not developed into a worldwide health emergency. At least 25 people have died. Lisa Schlein reports.
The decision not to declare the coronavirus outbreak a global health threat was not unanimous. Despite 2 days of intense discussions, the expert committee remains deeply divided about the decision. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the outbreak poses a very high risk in China, regionally and globally. He urges countries to remain vigilant and take precautionary measures to protect their people from becoming infected.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting. This is VOA News. The International Court of Justice has ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect its Muslim Rohingya population from persecution and atrocities. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
Thursday's court ruling came after the mostly Muslim Gambia launched a lawsuit in November at the UN's highest body for disputes between states. It accused Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention.
It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide under the terms of the Genocide Convention.
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017. The ruling dealt only with Gambia's request for so-called preliminary measures, the equivalent of a restraining order for states. It gives no indication of the court's final decision, which could take years to reach.
That's Joe Davies reporting. The Trump administration will host Israeli representatives next week to discuss a path towards peace with the Palestinians. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Trump administration plans to revisit the prospect of work on a peace plan between Israel and the Palestinians. In Jerusalem Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence announced,
President Trump asked me to extend an invitation to Prime Minister Netanyahu to come to the White House next week to discuss regional issues as well as the prospect of peace here in the Holy Land.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his chief political rival Benny Gantz will attend the meeting, but no Palestinian representatives will be present. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Actress Annabella Ciorra testified on Thursday that movie mogul Harvey Weinstein violently raped her more than 25 years ago in her apartment. As prosecutors began making their sexual assault case against the former producer, Jillian Kitchener has more.
Actress Annabella Ciorra testified in a Manhattan federal court Thursday that Harvey Weinstein pinned her hands behind her head and violently raped her more than 25 years ago in her apartment. She was called as a witness for the prosecution in the trial against former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, who was charged with assaulting two other women, his former production assistant, Mimi Hillay, and former actress, Jessica Mann. He has pleaded not guilty. Ciorra's allegation is too old to be charged as a separate crime, but prosecutors hope it will show that Weinstein was a repeat sexual predator. If the 67-year-old is found guilty of predatory sexual assault, he could face life in prison.
That's Jillian Kitchener reporting. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.